T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti on The Fan.
All right, neither Boomer or Geo here. Christmas Eve 2018, Beningo and Roberts filling in for those two guys. Of course, we'll be here till 10. Who's filling in for us today? Do we know?
I have no
CMB,
idea.
CMB, are they doing our show?
I have no idea. I don't even know if they're here today.
I think it's J&B, John Jastrzemski and Bart Scott.
Oh, is that who's doing the show?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. Wow. How about that?
And then
what a combo that is.
And then what happens after that?
I can't tell you. I only know when I'm working.
I believe it's Steve Summers.
Really?
Steve is doing Mike's hours today?
Steve in the daylight.
Wow. It's a Christmas Eve miracle.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
With Dove.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So it's JJ and Bart and the Schmoozer all day taking you into Christmas Eve.
How about that?
And by the way, it's very important that I tell you, we are live from the Investors Bank Studio.
Indeed.
You began the show an hour ago eloquently destroying the league about officiating and officials.
My God.
So the Giants blew a game too, right? The Giants and Jets actually, in ways, played very similar games. They mirrored each other at times.
Well, let me just say this, because I didn't see much of the Giant game because I'm watching my disgraceful football team. But, I mean, you know, could you have two more brutal losses than these two teams had yesterday?
No. It's almost tough to do.
It's unbelievable.
But I felt watching, and it's tough, like you mentioned, because the Jets and Giants were at the same time.
Right.
So even with two TVs set up, it's very difficult to remain super focused on both.
Right.
But the Giants are up by 10. And Olivier Vernon, this is the moment of the game. This is the Evan moment of the game.
17-7 at this point?
24-14.
Okay.
24-14.
Right. Okay.
Colts have the football. Olivier Vernon's done nothing this year, right? And I don't know if they're bringing him back. I'm still kind of 50-50 on what they're going to do. If they let him go, clear the cap room. I think he's got a cap hit of $13 million, or do they keep him? Gets this great hit on Andrew Luck. Strip sack. Forces a fumble. Giants recover. B.J. Hill gets it. So up 10. Colts are driving. Boom. Giants about to take the football over. Defensive hold, Jadoris Jenkins.
On the fumble recovery.
On that play.
Oh, my God.
Next play, it was two plays later, Marlon Mack in the end zone for a touchdown.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we have ourselves a football game. Giants actually tacked on 3 points later, and then Indianapolis had the game-winning drive to score a touchdown. That felt, in that moment, like this game-changing moment.
Well, it is.
The game's over.
Of course it's a game.
We're close to.
You can just force a turnover. You're up 10. You got the ball now. Of course that changes the game. And how many times do you see? And the Jet game is, I mean, it's unbelievable. Look, a lot of those penalties in the Jet game, there's no excuse. The personal fouls, you know, Leonard Williams, Darryl Roberts, Marcus Cannon, the personal fouls is no excuse. But some of these pass interference calls and the defensive holding like that in the Giant game. I mean, they change games, and they're always on a third down conversion. How often are they
on a third down conversion? On a third down, this case, on a legitimate turnover.
Right.
Now, on the other side of things, Saquon Barkley fumbles. They can't challenge it because they call forward progress. And if I had to guess, just remembering back to the play.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm sure they're showing this on the network, but we don't have the TV
We're looking
up,
at
so
Chuck
I have no
Schumer.
Idea.
I don't know why.
Because we're watching NBC News for some reason. We don't have ourselves on.
Who wants to see us? But then again, I think I'd rather see us than Chuck Schumer. No.
Who do you want to see?
What's next, Nancy Pelosi? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mitch McConnell? I don't want to see any of these guys or gals. I mean, give me a break.
I understand.
They shut down our government.
Done.
My brother-in-law's not getting paid, Joe. You know what that means? I'm going to have to pay for everything. I'm just kidding. That's not true.
I understand.
I love him. But Saquon Barkley, the forward progress call, which you can't challenge. And that's a tough one. You cannot challenge a forward progress.
That's ridiculous, though.
So, memory serves, it probably was forward progress, but I think Coach Reich threw the challenge flag,
and then
the official had to inform him, you can't do it. And that was a big play in this game, because Indianapolis actually picked it up and returned it for a touchdown. But I'm sorry, forward progress.
The officiating is a joke. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's every game. They have I've said it a million for years, and it's worse than ever now because there's so many stupid rules. I mean, it's stupid. and they determine the outcome of football games. There's no doubt they do.
Oh yeah,
they got too much power, these guys.
No question. There were a couple of positives I thought out of the Giants games. I think for the Jets and Giants, you look towards the future. Evan Ingram, I think, is a positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, good game last week too against Tennessee.
Yeah, and they actually got him involved in the running game twice. He had two carries. I think it was on jet sweeps in which he had big gains.
That's it. That's the first time that they've done that with him.
I think they've done it like two or three times. Not a lot, but limited amount.
Right.
So I think Evan Ingram was certainly a positive coming out of this. They've got to improve their defense. They just don't have the talent on defense.
They don't have it.
You know, B.W. Webb.
Nah, the defense is not any good.
I know Curtis Riley had another interception, but those interceptions are nice.
Defense
not very
is
good.
Not any good. You're right.
So I think those are the things that Dave Gettleman's certainly going to have to address, and some decisions on his own guys led by Olivier Vernon.
Yep.
This was a team to begin with, and they've flashed this stat a few times about teams with the most turnover from last year at this time, and the Giants are number one.
I saw that.
They've had a lot of turnover.
I think there's only 13 guys left from last year,
which is, if I
saw it correctly.
Yeah, I think that was it, which is an incredibly low number.
Yep.
You have to expect more of that.
Yep.
But for those who are rooting for victories, this was a brutal loss. Now, if you're thinking about draft pick status, which is pathetic, that's what Jet and Giant fans have come to in the month of December, well, then I guess it was a positive loss, if you want to look at it that way.
Right.
But you're seeing what happens when Odell's not out there. Because Indianapolis, rightfully so, said, we are going to jam that box. We are not going to let Saquon Barkley beat us.
Yeah, well.
And they didn't.
That's the way to do it. No doubt about it.
That's
what
you've
got to
do.
We saw it in the Titan game, too. They took him out of the game, and the Giants were in trouble because of that. I mean, you know, go ahead. Eli beat us, and it hasn't happened.
And, you know, the Giants get the ball back with a little less than a minute to go, own 25, one timeout, down a point. I mean, plenty of time to drive the field and hand the football off to Aldrick Rosas to hit a game-winning field goal. Rosas has been
great.
Outstanding.
Yep.
And Saquon Barkley. Oh, yeah. Saquon Barkley right out of the gate. And you could say it didn't end up mattering because Eli threw the interception. Right out of the gate, first play, doesn't get out of bounds, which I thought was a little bit of a mental mistake by Saquon. I never want to rip the guy because the guy's amazing, but got to get out of bounds on that play.
Right.
Next play, Evan Ingram did. So they're set up, own 36-yard line. I don't think they'd used the timeout yet because Evan got out of bounds. And that's when Eli just throws this brutal interception.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But they had a great chance to drive. I mean, you have plenty of time with a minute to go and one timeout.
Just to get a field goal to win the game.
Right, and not just a field goal. A field goal with a guy who could probably hit it from about 55 yards.
Yep.
He's a reliable guy.
He's been great, Rosas.
So it's the never-ending question that the Giants are going to have to face, and that's not only are they going to make a lot of changes on defense, which we know the questions about Olivier Vernon improving the secondary. How do you feel current status about the offensive line? Do you bring Jamon Brown back? All that. But the old question about the quarterback. It's an annoying question because it never goes away. And if you're right that they bring him back next year, it's a question we're going to still be asking next year.
Yep.
It's going to be going on forever and ever. And I hate it, even though there's validity to it. But I hate when we talk about a head coach and say, well, you shouldn't get rid of him because who are you going to hire? Like, that's a loser's mentality. And it's kind of the same thing we're getting at with this situation with the quarterback, where the argument is, well, if you get rid of Eli, who are you going to sign? I mean, right now, and I think Eli's had a great career, I don't think there's that big of a difference between Eli Manning and, you know, any other average quarterback that you sign.
Well,
I don't think there's a huge difference.
Well, I think the Giants, I'll say it this way, I think the Giants are kidding themselves if they're going to go into next year again with Eli as the quarterback and thinking they're going to contend for a playoff spot again. The same,
so then what
do you do? Going back to the same mentality. Well, I think the play is this. I think if you're the Giants, I think you're going to have to take a flyer on one of the quarterbacks coming out, whether it's the kid from Oregon, whether it's the kid from Ohio State if he comes out. I think you're going to have to take a flyer on one of these guys, start the season with Eli as the quarterback. He starts the year, all right? And you play it that way and see what happens. If Eli's playing great and they're winning, you roll with it. But you got to, you know, in the back of your mind, this kid's going to be taken over sooner than later.
I
think that's how you got to play it.
We talk about good and bad. You could take it as a good or a bad thing, that the Jets are very sensitive about what people think about them.
Well, that's
a part of why
all the organizations are.
To a different degree.
Right. But they all are sensitive. You know that.
I don't think the Knicks care what you think about them. In fact, I think they go the other way sometimes when you say stuff about them.
I think they care, but they...
They don't react that way.
Yeah.
Like, they may care, but they don't react. Like, I thought the Jets got rid of John Idzik because the plane flew over him.
Right.
That was a part of it.
Well, he was terrible, too.
I think the Giants are very sensitive to what people think. I think it's a part of why Ben McAdoo lost his job last year, the handling of Eli Manning.
Right.
If the plan is to draft a quarterback, which I agree with you, they should. Maybe it's Dwayne Haskins, whoever it is.
Yep.
If their plan is to draft a quarterback and inevitably play that quarterback in his rookie season, maybe not right away, but at some point.
Right. Similar to what they did with Kurt Warner and Eli.
Absolutely. If that's the plan, it is much easier to just give Eli Manning a farewell during this offseason and bring in a veteran. Because doing that in the middle of the year to Eli is going to cause yet another unneeded controversy. If you have a press conference, Colt style, like they did for his brother, and at the end of the year, you give him bouquets, you give him flowers, you've been great, a lot of tears are flowing,
right.
John Mara's crying, we celebrate Eli Manning, it's just time to move on. And then you sign Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
Or you sign Ryan Tannehill or Joe Flacco. I doubt Joe Flacco. I don't think he's a stopgap.
Yeah.
I think he's better than that. But whatever.
Right.
Whoever
okay.
it is. I think that transition's going to be a hell of a lot easier. If you're going to try that transition with Eli, what do you think we're going to be talking about in the middle of November?
The one thing I would say to that is that if Eli's playing, let's be honest. If the if Eli starts the year as a quarterback and the Giants are, you know, 2-6, you know, then it's easier to make the transition. If they're winning games, that's another story.
It's easier, but it's not as easy as having Teddy Bridgewater
just parting ways now.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
And the reason I lean towards it, even if you think Eli's better option than the veterans out there, is I don't think there's that big of a difference between Eli and the veterans out there. And there's nothing wrong with saying that.
Not now.
Tom Brady is not Tom Brady anymore.
No.
Is that not becoming obvious?
No, he's 41 years old. The father time is catching him. Let's be real about that.
That doesn't mean he isn't the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
So I just think the Band-Aid needs to be ripped. The more I think about it with him.
Yeah.
And I think you can do it in a respectful way.
Interesting to see. I'm still not sold they're going to do that. I'm just not sold. You sold on that?
I'm not sold on what they're going to do. I'm telling you what I would do.
No, I
don't know what they're going to do.
I understand.
What are they going to do?
I think he's going to be the quarterback to start the year. That's me. That's what I think.
Well,
I'm not saying it's right. I just think that's what's going to be the case.
But you hit on something, and I think you are right about this. I think it's fool's gold to think that that's going to be enough to win.
No, they can't fool themselves again. They did it this year. They thought they had something to make a run. This team's got a lot of holes. I know the offensive line has played a lot better. I get it. Their defense is terrible. And they need more weapons. Because I'll tell you one thing, Beckham does miss a lot of games. I mean, maybe he would be playing if this game's meant something. I don't know. But, you know, you need more help on offense as well. Let's be real.
What I'll say about Beckham and his health is I'd look at next year. If he missed time next year, then I'd agree with you and say, boy, I'm a little worried about this guy.
Right.
Last year, the guy legitimately got hurt.
He was legitimately hurt.
And this year, look where they are in the standings. Yeah. I think that has to play a role.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes.
I mean, I think if the game mattered yesterday, you got to believe Beckham probably is playing.
You would think. But they need Odell Beckham Jr.
Of course.
You know, the idea of just let's trade him away, I think when you see this offense without him, you see why they miss him.
Yep.
You see what they do.
Yep.
You know, and I think most Giant fans agree that when they made the decision to ride with Eli Manning and draft Saquon Barkley and sign Nate Solder, they were going for it this year.
Of course they were.
This was not let's just get better year. No.
Of course they were.
You're trying to win.
Yep.
And you know what's not fair to Eli Manning? Man, it's a weird defense of him, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I think that we've seen so many quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Drew Brees, jump out at you. And Brett Favre. 10 years ago, succeeding late in their careers, that the bar for these late 30 quarterbacks has been raised to a level that's not really fair.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think what they're doing is that normal. And so it's not a knock to look at Eli Manning and say, well, he's not as good as he used to be. He shouldn't be as good as he used to be.
Yep.
He's 38 years old.
Look, it helps if you're surrounded by a very good team. Obviously, the Saints are a very good team. It's not just Drew Brees. They got a good defense. They can run the football. You know, Roethlisberger's not a kid anymore either. Look at what he's done this year. You could say the same thing about Philip, because they're all the same age. Rivers, Manning, and they're all the same draft, Roethlisberger.
Right.
And those guys have had very good years. You know, even though Pittsburgh's in trouble right now for the playoffs, still Roethlisberger's played well. You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
But at some point, father time does catch up to you. There's no doubt about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.